This thing is massive. Hey, I'm Blake, this is your tailgate talk. I'm sitting outside one of the largest worship venues I've ever seen in my entire life. This thing is massive. I'm sure you've probably seen it if you watch much football. This is Dallas Cowboys Stadium in Arlington, Texas, right outside of Dallas. Yeah, the Dallas Cowboys play here if you're a fan. It's actually, there's some stormy weather coming through, and so decided this would probably be the safest place to be because you're guaranteed to not have a touchdown here. So if there's a tornado. So I'm joking. If you're a Dallas Cowboy fan, I'm joking. That was a joke. I'm joking. Yeah, this is a massive deal. So I'm told, did a little reading, and I'm told that by current like standards of dollar figures, about a $1.5 billion that it costs to build this monstrosity. It's massive. It's got a removable field. It's just big. Like, it's just big. And like I said before, largest worship facility that I've ever seen. You say, what in the world, Blake? It's a football stadium. Yeah, you're right. During professional football season, this thing fills up with worshipers. You see, we are naturally worshipers. Whether you're saved or lost, you worship. There's something ingrained within you to worship. We just all do it. And if you'll think about it, you'll catch yourself doing it. Next time, if you're a sports fan, next time you go to a sporting event, there's something in you that kind of rises up when your team's doing well, and you wanna do a little praising, right? It's not to your savior, but it's to somebody that you're a fan of. We do it for celebrities. We do it for people that were favorite singers. I mean, we just have this ingrained thing within us to worship. Can I just tell you that God deserves our ultimate worship? And all throughout the Bible, Old and New Testament, He reminds His people over and over and over and over again. We hear Him saying these words, I am the Lord your God. I am the Lord your God. I am the Lord your God. It's almost like He knows we've got to be reminded who He is and what His place in our life should be. So can I just remind you today, don't put somebody else in the spot that He deserves to sit in. It's a beautiful facility, a lot of exciting things happen in this facility. Don't ever let anybody sit in God's seat in your life. Hey, I love you, and I'm so glad you joined me today. Hey, join us again next week. Excited to show you where we're going to be on the next stop.